Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Jewish Stripper, Raw and Real with Ala Kaplan. Almost happy 4th of July. I'm Ala Kaplan, the Jewish Stripper. Not a current stripper, a ex-stripper, but I decided to name my brand the Jewish Stripper. Why? Somebody asked, do you use the stripper? I am the Jewish Stripper. Ex-stripper, not a current stripper. It's not really that important. So in any case, someone asked, why do I use the logo of a stripper if I'm no longer a stripper? Well, to be honest, because there's no other raw and real called the Jewish Stripper. There was a million other raw and reals. And I decided to name it the Jewish Stripper because nobody else has the title. So anyway, it's almost our 249th anniversary of America, and happy almost 4th of July. If you're away on vacation, I still hope you get to see me do my episode today. And today is season 2, episode 22, and I'm talking about surrounding yourself with positive and authentic people. And so I'm going to read a little bit of an article that I didn't write. This is an article from actually the American Psychology, I believe it's from. This is from a PhD that wrote an article about what it means to truly be authentic. And so, you know, everybody has, we have different faces that we present to different people in our lives. Some of us don't. Some of us are, I would say, the word unmasked all the time to everyone, as we are the same. Some people are the same as they are with their best friends, with their coworkers, with their in-laws, with just anyone that they meet off the street. Some people are always just genuine and authentic and absolutely 100% themselves. And I guess that's probably the easiest way to be, because then you never have to backtrack and change anything that you say or anything that you you're always the same. You're basically always the same. But we do have people, and I myself am guilty of, we're always hoping to be our genuine selves with everyone. But I am guilty, just as a lot of people are, of not, you know, sometimes wearing a mask. As I was reading in this article, I was looking up at the definition from psychologytoday.com, authenticity is not the same as honesty, consistency, or being real. These are key points. Authenticity is acting according to one's true self and behaving congruently with values and personality. Authenticity is a largely subjective. We feel it only when our appraisal of a situation justifies it. But what it was saying, I read the article, and what it was saying a lot is that just because we're authentic, say, for instance, that we don't want to hurt someone's feelings. Someone tells a joke and we don't think it's funny, but in reality, we chuckle at it and we pretend that it was funny. That's one example of when we're being not completely our authentic selves. So I was thinking about this and thinking about, you know, I was reading in the article, a lot of what has to do with authenticity is showing up for our friends, showing up in general as ourselves, showing up as we are all the time, 100%. When people, you know, people like to say, keep it real. Keeping it real is a big deal. You know, somebody coined that phrase and it's stuck. And to me, keeping it real is being authentic. In my opinion, and I've been guilty of this, like I said before, when someone asks me my honest opinion, and because I may not want to hurt their feelings, I will not necessarily give my 100% honest opinion. But I'm the type of person that, if you haven't figured out by now from watching my previous videos, I am unapologetically Jewish, unapologetically Zionist. I will tell you what I feel about that particular situation. But also, I'm just not a person who sugarcoats the truth. I don't like to sugarcoat things. I don't like to play games. I don't play games with people. I don't play games with friends. I don't play games with people who are not friends, who are possibly not necessarily enemies, but frenemies, whatever. I'm going to always be 100% me. If you ask me a question, a direct question, I'm going to look you dead in the eye and tell you my authentic opinion. And so what's really the question is, do the people in your life show up for you authentically? And are you surrounding yourself with people who are positive, who are going to be 100% authentic when it comes down to the nitty-gritty? When someone, you know, I have people, I personally will give you a little story. I have someone in my life who, you know, always tells me that they love me, that they care for me, that I'm like family to them. And this person very often is the type of person that wants to be loved and liked by everyone. They may not always be their authentic self because they want people to always hold them in high regard, and they don't want to hurt someone's feelings by telling the truth, or they don't like it when someone is not happy with them. If they tell something that's the truth and it hurts someone's feelings, they don't want this particular person, for instance, doesn't necessarily, some people have a constant need for constant validation. And that validation is that everyone likes them. Everyone they meet, everyone they know, that no one ever has a bad opinion of them. So, and this person is close to me, and I love this person. They've been in my life for a long time, and I consider them like family. They are family. But at the end of the day, there are times when this person, for instance, if there's something, you know, I need them to be for me, ride or die. I need them to be not a fair weather friend. So when a situation comes up that I need them to show up for me immediately, there's no qualms, there's no hesitation. If I tell you something's going on with me and it's important that you be here for me, and be here for me, and I mean in person. I don't mean over the phone. I don't mean, over text. I don't mean over email. I'm talking about when there's a serious situation and I need you to show up for me in person. And I had the situation recently with someone where I needed them to say to me, I'm going to be there tomorrow. I'm going to leave whatever I'm doing. You're the most important thing right now to me. And I'm going to get on a plane and I'm going to come to you and I'm going to be with you and go through what you need me to go through with you. I don't want to tear up, but this is kind of an important deal for me. If you're in my life, and I'm going through something serious, I need you to be 100% authentic. I need you to be that positive person that's going to be by my side saying, we're going to get through whatever it is that you're going through. I'm going to be there for you. I'm getting on a plane now, and I'm going to be there for you. And I had this situation where it's almost like a competition where another friend said, whatever you need. And I mean, people often say when you're in a serious situation, whatever you need, I'm there for you. And somebody said to me, they said, I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to do whatever you need me to do. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And when I mentioned this to this other person that's in my life, that's supposed to be like family to me, and they said, well, I can do that too. Well, the thing is that you shouldn't have to say, I can do that too. To me, you should have been the first person that said to me, I'm going to be there. I'm getting on the plane. I'm going to be there for you 24/7, whatever you need. I'm your ride or die. I'm coming right now. It shouldn't have to be a competition with the other person who was actually genuine, who actually came in and said, absolutely, whatever you need. I am for you. I am just 1,000% there for you. Not 100%, not 150%, but 1,000%. So what this is all about is the real authenticity of people. When I'm not talking about some little situation where somebody made a joke and somebody said, ah ha ha, that was funny, but I didn't really think it was funny in private. I'm talking about a do or die. This is talking about a situation where it's life or death. When it comes to life or death, are the people in your life authentic? Are they truly positive? Are they truly showing up for you? Are they there for you the way you need them to be there for you? This is not a life to me. A lot of people like to look at life as a competition. I don't see life as a competition I'm not competing with you. I'm not competing with you over there. The only person that I'm competing with every day is myself. Every day when I get up, my question to myself is, am I going to be the best that I can be today? Am I, or at the end of the day, I ask myself, was I the best person I could be today? So to me, it's not a competition about who did what first for me. It's not a competition about my friendships. My friendships, yes, I want them to be genuine. I want the friends that are supposed to be ride or die for me to be absolutely authentic 1,000%. When I have a death or a situation on my hands right now where it's a do or die, and I tell you that this is what's going on with me, and you start telling me about something that doesn't even have to do with the situation, you're over there in another state, and I need you, you're my best friend, and I need you here, and I need you here now. And when I tell you, oh, you know, by the way, someone said to me, they're going to be there for me no matter what. They're going to, you know, be the ride or die person I need. And then you say, oh, I can be like that too. That to me is not genuine. It's not authentic. You're not being a real person, and you're not being the positive energy that I need around me right now. This is a serious situation. We're talking about a life or death situation. We're not talking about some frilly, lily, you know, BS joke. You told a joke, or you told a white lie at work, like that you get along with the person at work, even though you really don't like them all that much, but you get along just to get along. This is not what we're talking about here today. We're talking about, are your friendships, are your people ride or die for you no matter what? Is this going to be a situation where down the road, you know, I'm going to remember this? Down the road, I'm going to remember that even though you tell me how much love you have for me, at the end of the day, you weren't the first one to stand up. You weren't the first person to say, you know what? We've been in each other's lives for so long, and I love you like family, and I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm in the car. I'm on the way to the airport. I'm on the plane. I don't care, you know, what else is going on. You are priority to me. You are not just a friend, but family. This is what we're talking about when I'm talking about authenticity, when I'm talking about positivity, surrounding yourself with people who truly, at the end of the day, you know, nothing really matters at the end of the day except those friendships. And friendships are very fragile. They can, and you can fight and you can disagree and you can have your spats and whatever. But when a person is someone that constantly needs validation, that somehow that everybody has to like them, that they can never hurt anyone's feelings. Well, I'm sorry, to me, you're not authentic, because you can't be 100% yourself all the time. And so I wanted to, you know, read also a little bit more, because being honest is not necessarily being unauthentic, or being, if you're not being completely 100% honest. Something touched me when it was asked, you know, are you striving to not to be phony? Are you striving not to be duplicitous? Are you striving not to be fake? Those things really touched a nerve with me today, because I am trying to live my life where I am trying to live my life where I'm trying not to be fake. I'm trying not to be duplicitous. I'm trying to be completely genuine, 110%. If someone can't be for me 100% and 110% and what 1000% when there's a serious situation going on, when someone is, you know, when there's a life and death situation, the truth is that I need you to drop, if I ask you to drop everything for me, and the thing is that I shouldn't have to ask you. I shouldn't have to ask you to drop everything for me. I shouldn't have to ask you to get on a plane and come back where I need you to be right now. Those are the things that, to me, prove the real truth of a friendship. That, to me, is what I really value at the end of the day. What I value is someone who doesn't have to be asked to drop everything. When I need you to be positive because I'm in such a state of, maybe I have a state of depression from the situation that I'm in, and I need you to be the positive one for me. So the question is, yes, we go back to the question, are you surrounding yourself with authentic and positive people? Are people truly there for you when you need them and not having to be asked to be there for you? I'm going to end it today. I want to wish everybody an upcoming happy 4th of July. I hope you get to celebrate. I hope that you get to enjoy the weekend, because there are people that are in situations where they might be depressed and they may have something going on where they don't have time to go and enjoy the celebrations of the 4th of July. And I'm going to leave you with, I guess, a question. And the question is, are you, when not looking at other people and not looking at your friends and not looking at the other side, but asking yourself, am I showing up for my friends? Am I being a genuine, authentic person? Am I being a positive force in someone's life? Am I creating a safe space for someone to tell me what they really think? Because in the end, a friendship to me is really nothing if you can't tell the other person the truth. To me, the friendship doesn't go as deep as it you think it does if you cannot tell the other person the truth. So that's what I'm going to leave you with today, is to ask yourself, how genuine am I? How much do I show up for other people? How much positivity do I bring to the table? What is it that I can do to be more genuine, to be more authentic, to be more positive? So I'm going to leave you with that. And again, if you're new to me, my channel, and by the way, I always welcome comments I always welcome comments, and I always welcome for people to chime in and give their thoughts. And I also always welcome ideas for future episodes. And I always welcome people also to come on to be guests. I have almost no topic off limits. So I invite you, if you would like to be a guest, I'm on YouTube. You can just pull up the Jewish Stripper, or it's Alla Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N 3270 on YouTube. And I hope you enjoy your 4th of July. And I thank you, by the way, to every subscriber, as always, every follower. I hope that I'm creating for you content that's interesting. I hope, you know, sometimes I do different things. I don't have a specific little niche. There is a lot of psychology going on here. There is a lot of mental health and mental health advocacy, but I also stray sometimes and give my opinions on political stuff because I'm a Jewish woman. But thank you for watching today. I hope you have a great fourth weekend. And I wish you all, love you all. Thank you.